Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You found Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. A deep dive on one player in just 5 to 10 minutes. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. I am Paul Charchian, my co-host as usual for these micros, Tyler Knavely, GuillotineLeagues.com writer. Hey, Tyler.
Hello.
Today, we are breaking down, and this week, it's all winners, veterans, no rookies, all veteran winners from the draft for one reason or another, and they're all different. Who are we breaking down today?
I don't know if I call Treylon Burks a veteran, but sophomore wide receiver Treylon Burks finished last year as the wide receiver 81, currently the wide receiver 39 in 2023 ADP, and personally, my personal opinion, I think he's one of the biggest winners of this draft. No one has talked about. I'm seeing all this Kirk Cousins stuff we've done, another one, Tony Pollard, huge winner of the draft. I was wrong about it on this podcast. I'll admit, I thought they were going to draft somebody, and they drafted Deuce Vaughn, but not.
Deuce Vaughn's no threat.
He's like Tony Pollard 2.0, and if he was like 6 inches taller.
He's not bad. Tony Pollard, and he's not going to be as good as Tony Pollard.
Yeah, no, I agree. But Treylon Burks, he is, right now on the depth chart, it is Treylon Burks, and nobody. Their leading receiver last year was Robert Woods, who had 527 yards.
That's embarrassing, and now he's a leading receiver.
Yes. That's not even just the wide receiver position. That's just anybody on the team.
Oh, that's terrible. But that also does not bode well for Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks couldn't get past Robert Woods, 527 yards.
But Treylon Burks was
coming
hurt.
Off
he
an
was,
ACL, by the way.
He was dealing with all that concussion stuff. I think he had some other nagging injuries.
He had a groin and a concussion. Yep. He started 11 games. He finished 10 of the 11 games. He got the groin and won. And I think the concussion was still a full game, but yes.
If you remember the play on the concussion, it was against the Eagles, catches the ball in the end zone, gets knocked out in the end zone concussion after the game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you.
At least they don't have
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
There's nobody else on roster to steal receptions away from Burks. Chigankonkwo is the closest thing they have to a threat. And Chig's going to be very sexy in fantasy drafts, for sure.
For sure.
We should do an episode on him sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Man, he looked really good. Lots of question marks to me about Treylon Burks based on what we saw last year. I'm worried about volume. I'm worried about his role in this offense, and I'm worried about talent. I know you're not as much, but let's talk it through a little bit.
I liked him coming out of college. I thought he was going to be a really good receiver. Now, he's not going to be one of these Garrett Wilsons where he's going to command a lot of targets. I think his comp, and I hate that people gave him this comp coming out of college, is more the A.J. Brown in Tennessee, where A.J. Brown wasn't necessarily catching 10 balls a game. Yeah. It was all those across the field drag routes, quick slants, and it was run after the catch. And that's where Treylon Burks can really excel, is that run after the catch category. His one nice game was against Green Bay, where he had 8 targets, 7 catches, and 111 yards. I remember a deep ball to him, I think late in the game to close that one out. But
yeah, but that was week 11, right?
Week 11,
he posts sort of like a statement game in week 11. Treylon Burks does. You mentioned the 7 catches, 111 yards. And you'd think, based on that, it would have continued, but no, it didn't. The next week he had 70 yards, and the next week I think he literally had no yards, had no catches.
Yeah, but you remember their quarterback situation he was dealing with. Tannehill was kind of in and out of that lineup.
That's
true. He had Malik Willis for at least probably four games who they were like, we're done.
They didn't even let Malik pass.
We've seen enough after 1 year of Malik.
They pulled the ripcord on Malik.
Not only was it after 1 year, we're going to start Josh Dobbs in a must-win game against Jacksonville. So.
Dobbs didn't look that bad either, actually.
He didn't look that bad. But I think you give Burke some consistent quarterback play, and you keep him in what we, I mean, we've seen AJ Brown be good in the top. It's not to say he's doomed from the start. I think he can do it. It's just whether or not he's going to take that next step. If he can get some consistency in the offense, I think he's a very nice bet.
Well, but can he get the consistency in this offense? I don't know. I mean, so Tannehill's there. Tannehill got benched effectively this year, this past year, right? So then they added Will Levis. Top of the second round. Is he going to be ready to make an immediate help? Is he going to offer immediate help to Treylon Burks?
I think.
I don't know.
I do you like Will Levis?
I like him okay.
I think I like him okay too. I think I like him more than people are making. Like, he went probably. There were teams in the back of the first round who were trying to trade up to get him. Mm-hmm. And because he goes at pick 34, it's a problem.
Yeah. Look, I think Will Levis didn't have many landing spots in the latter part of the first round anyway. But regardless, you know, the prospects of Will Levis in his rookie year powering Treylon Burks is low. Let me talk about some of the concerns I've got, and it's many. The biggest is Mike Vrabel going to make a seismic shift in his run first offensive philosophy? Because if he doesn't, Burks is going to wither and die, and it's not going to matter even how good he is. He's just going to have too many games where he just doesn't get any volume. You know, we've seen that. Now, they brought in a new offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly. He was part of a massive offseason overhaul of the coaching staff. Kelly had been Tennessee's passing game coordinator last year. So I'm optimistic that he's going to have a little more of a passing orientation here. And with Derrick Henry on what feels like his last season, probably in Tennessee, maybe it's going to bode for a shift away from the run-heavy stylings that Mike Vrabel's been known for. But without that, the volume just isn't there, and it ends up putting you in a position where Treylon Burks gives you L's. So he started 11 games. He didn't even get to double-digit fantasy points. Well, he only got to double-digit fantasy points in the 11 starts in three games. That's how you lose games.
Look, I'm not
saying... Treylon Burks was a league loser for you last year.
Where'd you draft him, though? Was he really a league loser? You know, it's not like you're... That's the
if
thing...
If you started him...
If
you started him, he hurt you.
Here's where I'm at, Treylon Burks. This is kind of my overarching kind of thoughts.
Okay.
His ADP is so low, and I think he has higher upside than almost anybody that's been.
What is his ADP? What's Treylon Burks' ADP right now?
Wide receiver 39.
That's not that low. There's 32 teams in the league.
Yeah, I'm looking at the names right here, and I think he has higher upside than all but maybe one of them. I think he just because he is the guy, he's going to be the only receiver in this offense. I don't really like Chigo Conquo. He doesn't really do it for me.
He was the only guy in this offense last year. Robert Woods only had 500 yards.
Yeah, I know, but I think that was the worst case scenario last year. I think it can only get better from here. And you said the passing coordinator, he knows how good Treylon Burks is. Hopefully so.
Burks is a big bodied guy who I thought was going to provide touchdowns as early as his rookie year last year. Get this. Inside the red zone. So I'm talking 20 yards. I'm not talking about like inside the 5-yard line here. Inside the red zone last year, you know how many targets Treylon Burks had?
How many?
Four.
See,
four.
Here's where I will push back on that.
That's ridiculous.
You say he's a bigger guy, and he is. I don't think he's the bigger possession receiver that Mike Evans is. I would compare him more to Debo, where Debo's not running. Fades, jumping over you, grabbing it off your head. That's not Debo's game. Treylon Burks' game is more similar to Debo's, where he's a big body, get the ball in his hands, and he's going to make something for you happen after the catch.
Defenses gave Treylon Burks 7 yards of average cushion at the line of scrimmage, which ranked sixth most among all wide receivers. But in a lot of ways, that's not even a compliment. That's like, you know, the cornerback is 7 yards away from you, because why bother?
It means you respect his speed. That's what it means.
Oh, that's what it is. Yep. That's not Treylon Burks' game. It's not blazing speed.
Not blazing speed, but I consider him like a deep field threat kind of guy.
Yeah, I think you and I just have a fundamental disagreement on who Treylon Burks is at this level.
All right, well, let's play the ADP game and see how far apart we are. Kadarius Toney.
Well, So Kadarius Toney's in the same ADP as Treylon Burks. I can't trust Kadarius. Well, Toney gives me huge upside. Like, if you promise me 16 games, well, okay, wait. That's what I keep saying about. That's what people said about a lot of different Kansas City receivers who have not panned out. Right, Mecole Hardman. Well, if Mecole Hardman's going to play every game, it didn't matter.
But Kadarius had.
I'm out on Toney.
Kadarius has the targets to back it up. I think more than Mecole had him.
I'm taking Burks.
Oh, there we go. Point for me.
Right. Yep, point for you.
Yeah, I'll take Burks too. Deontay Johnson.
Touchdowns will be better this year. They have to be.
He had zero, right?
Yeah, he had zero. Yeah. And all those catches, you know, like 90 catches, no touchdowns. I'm taking the sure thing. That is Deontay Johnson, and what should be a better offense year two in Pittsburgh.
Do you think Treylon Burks has more upside than Deontay Johnson, though?
Year two for Kenny Pickett. Yeah, I mean, at this point, Deontay Johnson's proven himself to just be, and he's all like, you know, give me the 8 catches for the 80 yards, and he probably won't score. You don't get the upside that Johnson has. So if you're drafting for upside, I would concede Treylon Burks there.
All right, Brandon Cooks.
Now in Dallas. I'm going to throw out last year, which was just a lost season for the whole Houston offense outside of Damian Pierce, and I think I'd go back to Brandon Cooks in a much better offense.
All right, I'm going to throw out last year for Treylon Burks, and I'm going to take Treylon Burks this year.
Okay, all right, that's fair. I like it.
All right, Gabe Davis.
You couldn't get it done last year, so what makes me think this year is going to be any different? And they drafted another receiver a lot like Gabe Davis, so he couldn't pull it together through the whole of all of last season, so I'm out on Davis.
Dalton Kincaid could sneakily be their past receiving option number two in that offense.
It's not impossible. We talked about him in Friday's Fantasy Football Weekly because he was a first rounder. We did all the first rounders. Dude's going to be a stand-up tight end. He's not going to be an in-line guy. Oh. He's going to be standing in the slot constantly.
For sure.
Yeah, he might have a higher touchdown total than Gabe Davis will this year.
All right, last one, Jahan Dotson.
We broke down Jahan Dotson, and I came out of that way more impressed than I thought I would. So, yeah, I'd take Dotson.
I'll concede on this one. I'd rather have Dotson
as well.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a blast talking some of the winners. We're not quite done yet. We've got one more veteran winner from the draft coming up for you tomorrow, and then we've also, of course, got this week the full version of Fantasy Football Weekly, in which we're going to recap the notable players that went in the second round and beyond. So we encourage you to stay tuned for that as well. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino!
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.